This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have an amazing show planned today. During the first half hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Thomas Levy to talk about glutathione, the master defender. Then we're going to switch it up. One of the barriers to hormone replacement therapy for a lot of men is intramuscular injections. We've talked about subcutaneous injections of testosterone cypionate in the past. We now have lots of really good evidence. We'll be talking to Dr. John Chrysler about that. And then we're going to be joined by Paul Zak, and we're going to be talking about the morality molecule. Is morality a function of societal pressures, or is there a biological, something biologically going on with some people that other people don't possess that promotes a moral behavior? This is going to be an interesting discussion. It was actually done as a TED Talk, and we're going to be taking it a little bit further today. But first, we're joined by my good friend, Dr. Thomas Levy. How are you doing, Dr. Levy?
Good, Carl. Good to be back.
We're going to talk about glutathione. We've talked with you about plenty of good things, antioxidants, especially vitamin C. And now the discussion changes to a slightly more exotic antioxidant called glutathione. First of all, explain what glutathione is.
Well, glutathione is what's called a tripeptide, three amino acids hooked together. And it's still small. It's not technically a protein. It's a peptide. What's significant about glutathione, most impressively, I suppose, is that it's at a very high concentration inside the cell, much higher than it is outside. And as such, even though we know how important vitamin C is, and we've talked about that before, glutathione is the most important antioxidant inside the cell. And as such, it's very critical because although you don't want excess oxidative stress anywhere in the body, it's easy to see that you're going to cause disease and problems a whole lot quicker when you start having increased oxidative stress inside cells versus everywhere else.
Okay, now does the body produce glutathione or do we get it from our diet? How do we accumulate it? How do we produce it?
The body makes glutathione. It has the enzymes to make it inside the cell, but you do need the building blocks. So if you're depleted in the amino acids, you're going to have depleted glutathione levels. So you do need the building blocks. It's sort of like not an absolute essential, which means it needs to come from outside the diet, but you do need the building blocks, and otherwise it's difficult to make.
Okay, but now one of the things that's very before we get into the benefits of glutathione has come on the scene within the past 8 years like a steamroller. There are people out there who actually go for glutathione infusions that cost thousands of dollars. Glutathione has been implicated on being able to reverse a variety of diseases, and it seems like it has some pleiotropic effects that we're going to discuss right now. But we're going to talk about ways of delivering glutathione that may outweigh these infusions that cost thousands of dollars. First of all, glutathione is a powerful antioxidant. So as an antioxidant, what does it do for us? What does it protect us against?
Well, in order to appreciate what it protects against, we first need to emphasize that all toxic damage, all toxins, all disease symptoms, everything that you can imagine negative in the body is actually mediated by oxidation, by oxidative stress. So if you can nonspecifically, in whatever fashion, reduce oxidative stress, you will reduce symptomatology, you will reduce the ability of toxins to be toxic. A toxin is nothing more than a molecule that seeks to take electrons away from other molecules, and an antioxidant goes to donate electrons. So an antioxidant naturally satiates, if you will, a toxin, and then once the toxin has the electrons that it needs, it no longer needs to break down an important biological molecule such as an enzyme or something like that and render it non-functional. So glutathione then has this antioxidant effect because it's in a very high concentration inside the cell. Of particular interest with glutathione as well when it comes to toxins, a wide variety of toxins, is glutathione has a whole host of related enzymes that are specifically referred to as detoxification enzymes, and the presence of adequate to normal levels of glutathione in the cell helps these enzymes be optimally active.
Okay, now you've cited over 250 scientific references in your book, GSH, The Master Defender. We're going to refer to glutathione for the rest of the interview as GSH, but why is it called GSH, Dr. Levy?
That's just the glutathione sulfhydryl, I believe, GSH.
Okay.
And then when you oxidize it, these two molecules then bind together, which, interestingly enough, makes glutathione especially a good antioxidant inside the cell. By that I mean all other antioxidants, when they give up their electrons, they become oxidized themselves, and they naturally seek more electrons. Well, you don't want a situation inside the cell where the moment something gives up an electron, it's seeking to take away an electron again. Well, in the case of glutathione, the moment it gives up the electrons, it binds to itself, and it doesn't seek to take electrons from anything else.
Okay, so does the sulfur portion of the glutathione also possess some sort of detoxifying value?
I'm sorry, does the what?
The sulfur, there's some form of sulfur attached to the glutathione, right?
Well, the sulfhydryl is the active group. So that's the part of the glutathione molecule that's playing this electron donating role.
Okay, so now let's talk about glutathione or GSH for a moment and its value in detoxifying the body. So the first thing I want to ask you about is there is research out there that shows that glutathione may benefit individuals exposed to mercury. And the reason I point this out is because many of us, including myself, have a mouthful of amalgam that the American Dental Association says is fine for me to carry around in my mouth all the time. There is some research out there that shows that people who are exposed to mercury can benefit from glutathione, correct?
No doubt about it. Benefit from glutathione, benefit from vitamin C, benefit from any strong antioxidant presence. And in the case of glutathione, not so much with the vitamin C, the glutathione can have, by virtue of its detoxification enzymes, a chelating effect where it can bind up heavy metals and help promote their excretion.
And that's the other one, heavy metals. So people who are exposed to lead, let's say, in commercial environments, they would benefit from glutathione as well, right?
No doubt about it. Absolutely, glutathione in lead poisoning is very important in helping to get lead levels down and promote lead excretion.
What are xenobiotics?
Well, xenobiotics are actually a wide variety of chemicals that are not natural to the body. Okay, so basically, you know, something that you might ingest either deliberately or accidentally, but having a toxic effect. Most of the time, though, it refers to things that are toxic in nature.
Are pesticides considered xenobiotics?
I think they would qualify, yes, sir.
Okay, so people who are exposed to pesticides, for instance, and we just talked about this. I did a blog post about this. Glyphosate, the major ingredient in Roundup, has been implicated in causing the growth of breast cancer cells, even in the absence of estrogen, because it interacts with the estrogen receptor. And as a result, a German group did some research. 18 countries in Germany, they tested the urine in thousands of people and found high levels of glyphosate in the urine. And these are people living in the city, not living in the country. So those of you out there who think you're not being exposed to pesticides because you don't run a farm, think again. So Individuals who would be exposed to pesticides, let's say through conventional farm produce consumption, they would benefit from glutathione as well?
Yes, absolutely. Glutathione, although it does bind different specific things, it's also quite nonspecific in its ability to neutralize just about any toxin that the body takes in.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to switch up and we're going to talk about the role of glutathione in the aging cell. And I also want to mention something else for those of you who are listening live. If you go to superhumanradio.com right now, there are two beautiful banner ads for special savings on GSH, glutathione, in a liposomal delivery. We're going to talk about why the liposomal delivery is equally important as the glutathione. You can go and click the banner ad. I know it says Live On Labs. Many of you have become accustomed to this wonderful sponsor, Altrient. This is their parent company. They are continuing to use the parent company name. So if it says Live On or it says Altrient, it's all the same company. I just want to let you know that. We have an amazing offer for those of you who feel that you can benefit from glutathione supplementation. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something for nothing is worth nothing. But go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Thomas Levy about glutathione, GSH. And there's a special offer at the Superhuman Radio website provided by Livon Labs. And that is a liposomally delivered glutathione. We're going to talk about why this is a better alternative than even infusion. But from an aging standpoint, lots of the diseases that affect the brain, the heart, the liver, the lungs, the eyes, way too many to get into deeply in this brief interview. Can all be mitigated from having adequate levels of glutathione. Is that correct, Dr. Levy?
No, that's absolutely right, Carl, and that was why I took the aside earlier to explain that it really doesn't matter what the disease process is. At the cellular and molecular level, it has to do always with increased oxidative stress. If it occurs in your eye, it can be an eye disease, in your liver, a liver disease, in the brain, a neurological disease, or a combination of spots. And depending on the toxin involved, whether it's a high-dose toxin, low-dose, all has to do with the nature of the symptoms, whether they're severe, whether they're mild. But bottom line is, it all has to do with increased oxidative stress, most commonly inside the cell, which is where glutathione rules king as an antioxidant.
Now, if you do a cursory search for glutathione supplements, you will find nothing. You'll find some hokey pseudo-scientific devices that supposedly stimulate glutathione, but there's no scientific evidence to support them. And then you'll find the other end of the spectrum, very, very expensive glutathione infusions. And then standing alone, all by itself, is this liposomally delivered glutathione product from Livon Labs, and there's a reason why you can't, if you take glutathione, your digestive acid just destroy it, right?
Pretty much. And what glutathione you are able to get into the bloodstream, if it somehow survives the attack in the digestive system, it's immediately broken down by enzymes in the blood into the three component amino acids. This occurs with an IV infusion. Now, I'm not going to tell you that IV infusions aren't beneficial. There's a number of studies out there, and they do have benefit, especially in neurological diseases. They've done some work with Parkinson's. However, what happens when you take an IV of glutathione is within a minute, the enzyme in the blood breaks the three amino acid peptide into the three basic components. And now, and this is the significant part when comparing IV or any oral form to the liposomal, each of the three amino acids has an active transport mechanism to get inside the cell. That means it needs to consume energy three separate times. Another thing is once the amino acids are in the cell, you have two ATP-dependent enzymes to synthesize the glutathione. So you use energy two more times. So to get the three amino acids that were delivered directly into the blood, or the glutathione directly into the blood, to get an intact glutathione molecule inside the cell, you need to consume energy five separate times. And as the old expression goes, this is robbing Peter to pay Paul. You want to get a high energy substance inside the cell, but you want to use as little energy as possible in the process. And this is what a liposomal delivery system does.
Well, now wait a minute. I want to hit on this because this is really important. So what you're saying is when you get infusions of glutathione, it first has to be unassembled, and then active transportation into the cell, where then it has to be reassembled. And forget about the oxidative stress that it's going through this process into the cell, but correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Levy, but if we learned anything about enzyme cascades, it's that as we age, some of these enzymatic cascades diminish. And so is it even possible that they may not be reassembled in the cell at all?
Well, certainly if you're already, very good point, if you're already dealing with significantly diseased cells, all of its abilities are going to be affected, including the resynthesis of anything. So, it's one thing causes another, is the more oxidative stress you have, the less effectively everything functions, including whatever mechanism you have to try to resynthesize glutathione to help deal with the oxidative stress. So, yes.
Okay, so now let's address the liposomal delivery, which I love to call the Trojan horse molecule, because what it does is it encapsulates the glutathione in this little bubble of liposome. Think of it as a little fat bubble. And that fat bubble is able to penetrate the cell and sneak the glutathione in, where then it the liposome is then dissolved and the glutathione is intact, did not have to break down and be reassembled, and did not go undergo any oxidative stress in getting in. So it's ready to quench what it has to quench, right?
Absolutely. You summarize it quite well. The benefits of a liposome delivery system are pretty much number one, because whatever you're dealing with, in this case glutathione, is individually encapsulated in a very tiny ball of fat, if you will, it's not going to be affected by the digestive system. It's not going to oxidize. It's not going to break down until it gets to the cellular delivery point. So one big thing is the payload gets protected. That's number one. Number two is, if the payload is something that would aggravate you, you know, like an acidic product, like maybe ascorbic acid for sensitive stomachs, the stomach is protected from it.
Right.
You know, goes both ways. Then you get what's called virtually a complete absorption, well over 95%, in contrast to so many things that are very difficult to absorb. And then when you have the liposome circulating in the blood, mind you, these are on the order of 100 to 150 to 200 nanometers, which is much, much tinier than a cell, okay? So these things are so tiny that they can do any of a number of things. They can pass directly across a number of the pores that are in a cell and go into the cytoplasm. They can also fuse with the cell wall membrane because the phosphatidylcholine, which is the lipid itself, is essentially the same material that a natural cell has in its cell wall. So the liposome can literally merge into the cell, help form part of the cell wall, and then release its contents inside. However, it should also be noted that not all the liposomes that pass through the cell just immediately release what they have, because some of them will go even further and penetrate the mitochondrial cell, the mitochondrial membrane wall,
wow,
or the nucleus. So you can actually get a limited delivery of your payload directly into these areas and not just into the cytoplasm.
Okay. Another,
and they don't consume energy in the process. We started out talking about the consumption of energy.
Right.
This is a non-energy consuming process. So you're getting a huge energy payload inside the cell without consuming energy in the process. And most people should intuitively realize that's a desirable goal.
What, real quickly, which antioxidants recycle with and recycle glutathione?
You know, vitamin C and glutathione work hand in hand.
Really?
And many people, many scientists would argue that one of vitamin C's perhaps main impacts on health in the body is the fact that it's recycling the oxidized glutathione inside the cell. So it's basically, it's using glutathione as an arm for its antioxidative impact.
Exercise produces rapid oxidation. Obviously, if you're exercising intensely, you're breathing quickly, you're using oxygen to produce ATP, and you're causing lots of free radicals. What role does glutathione play in the performance aspect for an athlete, you think?
Well, it's best to think of it the fact that if you have a lot of glutathione present, all the natural recovery that you need, and recovery is just a catchword for dealing with the oxidative stress above and beyond normal levels that was generated by what you did. So the quicker you can neutralize the oxidative stress, the quicker you're going to recover. So it has a significant role.
Okay. So in summary, glutathione is critical. It's a critical antioxidant. It's critical for detoxification. It benefits anyone who is looking for better performance, better health. And obviously, if someone is knowingly has a mouthful of mercury like I do, or knows that they've come in contact with xenobiotics and pesticides and so on and so forth, this is a key player for them. It's important for someone who is interested in performance. And really, it sounds to me, and I could be wrong about this, I know that those infusions are literally like $1,000, and they don't last long. They want you usually, if you're in a disease state and you need glutathione to help rescue you from the disease state, you have to go for these infusions every day sometimes for a couple weeks. And probably now I understand why, Dr. Levy, because of the illustration that you just concluded shows that it doesn't really get into the cell the way it's supposed to. And so you have to keep hitting it over and over again. It sounds to me like while we need glutathione, getting it is the difficult part, but the liposomal delivery solves that part of the puzzle. Is that correct?
That's right. As you just said there's no question we all need glutathione. The big question is how to get it in there. If you have a normal cell, you have a normal glutathione level. And if you have a diseased cell, you have a low glutathione level. It's very, very straightforward.
Now, is it true that the liver stores some amount of glutathione?
I don't know that it stores it above and beyond any other cell. I think the glutathione predominantly is intracellular, so, you know, you're going to have it inside the liver cells, you're going to have it inside the other cells of the body, but I don't think the liver has a specific storage function for releasing glutathione to the body like it would with vitamin C, the way animals produce it.
Then it sounds like there has to be a constant influx of new glutathione into the body if there's no storage point for it. Because let's face it, if it's in the cell, it's doing something. It's working on quenching free radicals. So that means that you would need a regular influx of glutathione somehow, right?
Well, you need a regular influx of the building blocks, the three amino acids, and you need a regular influx of vitamin C to regenerate the oxidized glutathione back into its reduced form.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things together, but yes.
Okay, you and I have talked about how the Altrient cocktail is an alternative to the very expensive and inconvenient Myers cocktail. Would you say that combining the, and we really should call it the Livon cocktail now, because the name is shifting away from Altrient to Livon, for those of you who may not have gotten that earlier in the show. Would you say that the Livon cocktail, with the addition of glutathione, possesses great health benefits for individuals who take that on a daily basis, one packet of each?
You know, I think it's a super way to supplement. I mean, for people who don't know, I am a consultant to Livon Labs, but I'm a consultant because I was overwhelmed by the positive nature of their products at the outset, and then only became a consultant to them after the fact. So I think the liposome technology, the liposome science is really and truly bringing on a new generation, a new revolution, if you will, of how we get nutrients most effectively inside our body and inside our cells. So the direct answer to your question, yes, being able to take the age blocker B complex along with the glutathione is a very power-packed combination.
And the liposomal vitamin C in conjunction.
Sure.
And you know what? Keep in mind that Livon Labs originated this whole liposomal delivery system. There's a lot of Johnny-come-latelys out there saying, well, our product is better and our product comes from this. But Livon Labs is the one that pioneered this whole process. They led the charge when no one even paid attention to liposomal delivery supplements. They led the charge. So, it's an important fact to note.
They not only pioneered it, but there's been a lot of people, as you say, Johnny come lately, is trying to jump on the bandwagon until they realize how difficult it involved continually producing high-quality liposomal products is.
It's, right.
It's very expensive. Relative to other supplements, there can't be a large markup because then the price would be too high and nobody would buy it. So it's really something where you're paying for quality because there's a lot of effort in keeping a quality product.
Well, we're running low on time, but I want to also mention something. I want to put this in the minds of people who understand digestibility of supplements. I question the digestibility of liposomally delivered substances in capsules. The reason that Livon puts it in packets is because it needs to get into the into lymphatic system quickly in your body. And a lot of times capsules don't dissolve. If we know anything, we know when we did the show about encapsulated fiber that it doesn't dissolve in the gut. It doesn't even dissolve. It comes out like it looks like a little worm because it never really breaks down. So I question the actual delivery, what you're actually getting from some of those encapsulated forms of liposomal agents. So we'll leave it at that. Dr. Levy, I want to thank you, as always, for coming on the show.
And my pleasure, Carl.
I also want to mention to everybody that if you go to superhumanradio.com, you'll see a banner ad for GSH, a special offer to my audience only. Check it out, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
We're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest Protein Bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat-pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low-heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Look for my blog later today as I delineate why the current healthcare status is actually the new form of slavery. Okay. Uh-oh. Hold on. Got to get Dr. Crisler back on. We have Dr. Crisler back. Okay. So, you know, there are lots of barriers out there to doing the right thing with your health. And one of the things that men can look to is testosterone therapy. But there's a couple barriers to that as well. Your choices pretty much are the cream, which is malabsorbed by some guys and never gets their testosterone levels to the right place. The pellet, which the curve on the delivery is just way too far and inappropriate for normal bodily functions, in my humble opinion. Or injections, which requires most guys to go to their doctor, and the doctor doesn't want to see you twice a week. He wants to see you once every other week, so he wants to give you this mega shot that has a curve of 2 weeks. Well, Dr. Crisler and I talked about this a long, long time ago, and he has been using subcutaneous testosterone injections with his clients for quite some time now, and I think we have some good data on it. Is that right, John?
We sure do. First, okay. Let me back up just a little bit, if I might.
Please.
I think the guys that are using transdermals, it's my preferred delivery method, no question about it. Daily transdermal and daily HC shot, to me, is the very best form of testosterone replacement therapy for the guys who absorb it well. But creams are really out now. And in my discussion with our mutual friend, Dr. Frank Nort from Ryan Consulting Labs, he sees as well that gels are absorbed way better than creams are, just on that point while we're talking about it.
Sure.
But I didn't invent this business with these subcutaneous injections. Or in fact, the legendary Eugene Shippen, Dr. Eugene Shippen, was chiding me about not getting involved with back as far back as 2004, I think is about the time you and I met. And, he asked me why I wasn't getting on the bandwagon with everybody else. I just wanted to see how it was working with other people and let other doctors' patients be the guinea pigs first.
Well,
I
have to say something here. You and I did a show about pregnenolone back in 2010 when I divulged to you that I was experimenting with sub-Q, and you had still been somewhat opposed to it because and I'm paraphrasing, John, so I didn't go and listen to the show, but I remember you saying something about when you put oil in a plastic bag, it'll melt through. And you said, I don't know about that yet. And the other thing you were concerned about was by injecting the oil into an environment high in fat cells, there would be a higher rate of aromatization. So you were really logical. One thing about John Crisler, he doesn't jump on bandwagons. He needs proof because he's a critical thinker. He doesn't just follow the lemmings off the cliff. So around that time, 2010, that's when you really started seriously looking at it, right?
Yeah, this stuff started popping up. When I was a kid, I threw a used oil filter in.
That's the story. That's the story you told.
And melted right to the bottom. I've never forgotten that edge.
That's the story you told.
It's certainly readable. I think we're putting that testosterone right in the fat where the aromatase enzyme is a high concentration. We get higher conversion into estrogen. But flat out, that is not happening. In fact, in many, many cases, estrogen levels are dropping when we convert from intramuscular to the subcutaneous route. For a couple reasons. I think the more important reason is that we're now splitting the doses and taking a smaller amount. Because as serum androgen levels accelerate rapidly, the aromatase enzyme becomes more active and we convert faster to estrogen. And so if you're splitting the dose, and by the way, I think 40 milligrams twice a week sub-Q is equal to 100 milligrams once per week IM.
Right.
And if you think that through, it makes a lot of sense. And now we have a study that proves it. Because what happens if you take, for instance, 100 milligrams at once, you get this big peak on it, and your kidneys begin to excrete more testosterone. And I've seen this in my labs, again, with urinary labs, that if you do your urinary labs the first couple of days after a shot, the labs look a lot higher for testosterone in your urine because your body is excreting more, and you also metabolize it more quickly. Your body is trying to bring that peak down.
Right.
And then you have the trough towards the end of the week, and that doesn't do anybody any good. So if you take a couple of spikes during the week, you really are pretty much staying closer to the midline, and therefore also producing much more variability. As we've discussed in the past, variability, which is a chief benefit of the transdermals on an hour-by-hour basis, is part and parcel of youth. So there are a lot of benefits to splitting the dose. You can use smaller amounts. It saves you on your testosterone. And also your estrogen goes down. In many cases, we've been able to get the guys off the aromatase inhibitors by going a subcutaneous route.
So I've got lots of questions because here's what I do. I inject in my hips until it gets annoying to me. Then I move to my legs until that gets annoying to me. And then I start doing sub-Q again as my complete relief from intramuscular. So here's some questions for you. First of all, is there any difference in the depot's life cycle when it's under the skin versus in the muscle? In other words, I know that intramuscular, they used to say it had an 18-day life cycle, and obviously it's not steady. It's a big peak and then a huge drop off in the last half of the life cycle. But do we see slower leaching of the androgens into the bloodstream if we go sub-Q?
Well, it's all going to be by the half-life. You know, our cypionate and antidesters are about the same. We know practically we have to inject those at an interval no greater than 1 week. I know some guys using propionate sub-Q, and propionate stings like heck no matter how you put it in. I think it's a better idea to use something like a half-life of a cypionate or an anthate. An anthate's more expensive, so we just kind of stick with the cypionate. Get those nice little peaks. After about 2 weeks, it really starts to stabilize. The more frequent injections allows you to stabilize your serum levels more rapidly. But I do think that serum levels do stabilize a little more slowly. It does get in your system a little more slowly through the fat than it does directly in the muscle, maybe because I don't know if the fat's not picking it up as quickly or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Okay. What about this? On the rare occasion, in a sub-Q injection, I will get a lump. And it'll be a little painful, and the lump lasts a long time, and I'm confused of whether or not the inflammation that's being caused by this lump, and I'm using pharmaceutical, I mean, I'm getting my stuff, it's Watson, just so you know.
We do have to ask, don't we?
What's that?
We do have to ask.
Well, yeah, because obviously there's lots of different preparations out there. I'm buying a pharmaceutical grade 200 milligrams a milliliter Watson testosterone cypionate. And when I inject that in the skin, I have no problem whatsoever. But on the rare occasion, I don't know if it's because of the site that I'm injecting it in or I did something wrong, I'll get a welt. Now, that welt will last 2 weeks. Is that indicative of a slower release or am I having a faster release because all the blood and inflammation is hitting that area?
You're getting some indurated tissue because of inflammation. Let me ask you a couple questions. What size needle are you using?
I'm using a 21-gauge needle.
Well, that's way too large used for subcutaneous. So you're sticking it right straight into the fat, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I actually grab my lower ab below the navel, and I squeeze it to give myself a little mound to push it.
Okay. There's another issue. Don't squeeze the fat for a subcutaneous injection because you're increasing the pressure inside the tissue, further traumatizing it. It's not like a subcutaneous injection for water-based HCG. So when you squeeze the tissue, you're actually pushing, extruding the oil back out again. Now, for a subcutaneous injection, a 21-gauge needle is not a needle. It's a trocar. You need something much smaller, nothing larger than 25-gauge. And in my conversations with our old pal, Dr. Mark Gordon, he believes that a 25 or 26-gauge is best and that you inject really, really slowly because the smaller needles create a hot little jet of oil that goes in. Anybody who's ever used a power washer where they push it into a cinder block it gets the picture there.
Right.
Basically, it pushes in further traumatized tissue. But the subcutaneous injection technique is so patient-specific. There's so many different ways to do it, depending on how lean the patient is, their skin type, what needles they have access to, and so forth, that if you're doing them right straight into the fat, using, for instance, a 25-gauge half-inch, that can leave a nodule if your body chooses to mount an inflammatory response to it.
Right.
Most guys will get those from time to time, maybe down to 1 out of 10 times. Myself, now that I've gotten a little leaner, I have to do them on the side towards my obliques. I've been using a 29-gauge insulin needle at half-inch. Now, it takes
a
while.
How do you get oil through that, John?
The fluid dynamics are such that you can push it out really easily. It's not a problem.
Well, forget about how do you draw it up? Are you taking the plunger out of the barrel and putting in through the back?
Well, being a physician, I would never tell anybody to pull the plunger out the back and fill it from the back side and fill a whole bunch of them at once and store them in the refrigerator for convenience.
Okay.
I would never say that.
Okay.
But, I slide it in sideways, and I do a little bit of a Z tracking.
Yeah.
I slide in sideways and lay it in just under the skin on the oblique. It makes just a little mound there, and then sometimes I just hold my finger over the hole, actually, because it helps keep the oil from extruding. And that mound goes down in about an hour, so it's not actually going into the fat, which can mount an inflammatory response, but just right, just underneath in the subdermal layer. That seems to work best for me. Other guys do need to go right straight into the fat, so you need to experiment a little bit with it.
Okay, here's
another
one
thing that's important we found too is that...
Well, wait, John, hold that thought, because we actually went a couple minutes long here. What else is important, too? Hold that thought, because I want you to cover that when we come back. And I also have some questions about what sites do lend themselves to subcutaneous injections. We're talking today with Dr. John Chrysler. The website is allthingsmale.com. And if you're looking for a physician to work with on testosterone replacement therapy, he is the guy to do it. As the website says, allthingsmale.com. And he has the man cave that you can go visit. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mr. Bombastic. Later in the show, the morality molecule. What makes people moral? Why are some people more moral than others? Is it in their biology? Could be. Right now we're talking with Dr. John Chrysler. We're talking about subcutaneous testosterone injections that should make a lot of men go, you know what? I'm going to take the plunge. I can do that. I can inject under my skin. I don't have to worry about aspirating, hitting a vein, hitting it. I hate, you know, Dr. Gordon loves the injection in the leg. You know that, right, John?
Yes.
Okay. I hate it. When I inject in my left quad, I don't care where I inject. I always hit a nerve that makes the leg muscle quiver and dance, and it's just the worst feeling in the world. Subcutaneous is excellent. I can inject in 10 seconds. I don't have to aspirate, worry about anything at all. It's a fantastic approach. So you were going to say something as we went into the break, and I cut you off.
Well, we had some guys, needing prescriptions sooner than they should have, and seeing how testosterone is a controlled substance, we track this stuff very carefully. It turns out when we split from, once a week to twice a week, that those few drops that are held up inside a two-piece syringe really start to make a difference by the time you get through the bottle. So it's really best if you can, and talk to your pharmacist about this, and they can order them for you if you ask nicely. You get one-piece syringes rather than the two-piece. You're going to fill and inject with the same needle anyways.
Yeah.
And then the rubber gasket butts right up to the bottom of the needle. You don't have that extra couple drops that you're wasting when you go from one shot per week to twice a week. Because, as I say, it really does make a difference across the life of the bottle.
You know, and that's an interesting point. So when I inject intramuscular, I have to buy extra needle heads. I buy a needle head to draw the oil out of the bottle. And then I change it with the one I'm going to use to inject, which is smaller and has not gone through a rubber membrane, so it's still sharp. But when I do sub-Q, I use the same needle that I'm pulling out of the bottle to get into my skin. It's painless. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It just goes right through the skin. I think that the sub-Q injection does sting just a little bit more. Again, you're not poking a hole in the muscle, and even though it stings a little more, as we say, sometimes just plain got a man up.
Oh, you know what? After injecting myself the way I remember there were days where I had to inject myself with three different things, between peptides and everything else. So HCG and, okay. So, what sites lend themselves to sub-Q? Obviously to the side of the navel, below the navel. And as you point out, the obliques, any place else?
But any place that you can find some extra tissue to get a hold of. Some guys have to go on the sides. You do it inside your thighs, I guess, if you needed to. Whatever's convenient for everybody will pick their own spots that are convenient. I don't think it makes much difference. As long as you're going to the same place every time, you have your testing done, injecting the same place every time, so you can standardize for your own testing.
Does the distribution from a specific site play any role in anything? I mean, obviously, if you inject in your inner thigh, you're closer to the testes where testosterone is typically made. There are those out there who believe, T.S. Wiley, women should put their hormone cream on in their lower abs by their ovaries and so on and so forth.
The hormones are picked up in the venous system, so it has to go all the way back through the body before it gets to any place else. And there's so many thick fascial layers. The physical barriers are so high that between the skin and the ovaries, that is profoundly ridiculous.
Okay. So it really doesn't matter where you inject, as long as you inject in the same locale every time.
Yeah, I expect there to be differences. I mean, there are differences in absorption with transdermals who are on different areas around the body, but I just want to make sure that my guys are injecting in the same place they normally would for testing, so it's a good biomarker we can compare to the clinical response.
Do you not, did you say at the beginning of the interview that you don't see that huge spike in a sub-Q injection that we see in an intramuscular, or is that because they're using a smaller dose sub-Q?
Both.
Okay.
Both. And the reason that's so important is, for instance, for the tougher cases, the sub-Q really solves a lot of problems for us. For instance, the guys with low normal sex hormone binding globulin, they take that big shot, especially if they're suffering anxiety. When I talked about anxiety and pregnenolone and sex hormone binding globulin before, there's no study out there that I've seen that proves it, but by gosh, I see it in my practice every day, is that the guys who get the bigger spikes, the tens that are prone to it, have anxious responses. So you cut the dose down, go sub-Q. The guys who have the low sex hormone binding globulin, that big spike, they just excrete it and hypermetabolize it or hypermetrete it. So that helps stave that off. And lower sex hormone binding globulin, most people think is a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing. I mean, guys was talking about getting more free testosterone, but also then, of course, you're getting more free estrogen to do its dirty work. So between the two, I might rather have a higher sex hormone binding globulin. But if you have a high or high normal sex hormone binding globulin, then this is not the way for you to go. Although everyone is different, you have to try. It's so patient-specific. But if you have a high sex hormone binding globulin, you need that peak of testosterone to mass action over the top of it. So those guys, I still recommend doing a weekly shot. And they end up, of course, with higher doses. If the range goes to 1,000, you might have to go to 1,500 for total testosterone before you can get their bioavailable testosterone up adequately.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what's a game changer? There's lots of good research coming out now that shows that sex hormone binding globulin does not deactivate, but actually may help transport and deliver testosterone for specific tissues. So it may not be all completely about bioavailable testosterone very shortly. There's some really good studies coming out. Have you seen any of them by any chance?
Yeah, there's even some stuff out that sex hormone binding globulin may have its own androgenic properties and so forth.
Yes.
I think the answer is what it was said for some time now, and Dr. Gordon and I have talked about this extensively. The answer is somewhere between total testosterone and bioavailable testosterone.
Yeah, I agree. Dr. John Chrysler is located in Lansing, Michigan. If you are in the Lansing area or can drive to Lansing, Michigan, this is a great opportunity to work with a critical thinker, a doctor who gets it when it comes to helping men find their youth again. And we're not talking about feeling young and looking young so you chase hot chicks. We're talking about reversing age-related disease. You can go to allthingsmale.com. And as you can see, if you are a candidate for testosterone therapy, you won't have to worry about intramuscular injections. You can do it sub-Q. Do you also prescribe gels, Dr. Chrysler, when appropriate?
I prefer gels. I prefer a daily gel and a daily ACG shot.
Okay. And that keeps keeps the normal rhythm of testosterone where it peaks in the morning and drops in the evening. And I understand why you say that. So that's great. Dr. Chrysler is actually at school teaching today. So what does the new crop of physicians look like, John?
They look very good. I am just walking in the class to teach the abdominal exam to a bunch of fine young doctors to be here at the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine.
Well, there you go. Listen, John, thanks so much for taking time to be on the air today, okay?
It's always great being with an old friend.
All right. Take care, John. Go to allthingsmale.com to learn more about Dr. John Chrysler. Stay tuned. When we come back, Paul Zak will join us, and we're going to talk about whether or not morality, and for that matter, love, is actually a function of biology. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I said something strange in my mind. Yo. Situation is real. Let's get it because we're out of time.
Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete, all-natural, and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Trainin', formulated by a military veteran. Basic Trainin' provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors, no GMOs, less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutrition.com.
Recover!
AmNutrition.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Break down, baby.
Welcome back. So one night I'm browsing through the multitude of television watching opportunities, the millions and millions of programming channels out there, and I bump into a TED Talk. And the person giving the TED Talk was a fellow named Paul Zak. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks, Carl.
And I was intrigued that the question was asked if moral behavior was something that was, let's say, socially programmed into us or biologically programmed into us. And I watched your TED Talk and I thought, I have to have this guy on the show. This is so amazing. And I love the book bio. It says here, an altar boy whose mother had been a nun, Paul J. Zak grew into a neuroscientist searching for the origin of moral behavior. He found it not in the heavens, but in our biology. You know, we all want to believe that love and moral decisions are something that we are spiritually endowed with. To reduce it to just chemical activity almost kind of ruins it, doesn't it?
I think it's the most wonderful thing. It says that this ancient chemical, oxytocin, that we discovered motivates people to be moral, is in fact part of our evolutionary lineage. It means that we are social creatures, and to be a social creature means that you have to be a loving creature. How beautiful is that?
No, it is. And in fact, I should alert the audience that I have a bottle of oxytocin from University Compounding Pharmacy in San Diego, California, that's been in my fridge for about a month. I ordered it after watching the TED Talk, to be honest with you. And I just did a couple squirts during about 3 breaks ago. I just did a couple more just now. So we're going to have a love fest now. I feel good. I feel warm. So there you go.
All right. Maybe you can hand me your wallet.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, no problem. Of course. Now talk about some of the research that you talked about in the TED Talk, when people were had opportunities to do wrong, but did not.
Right. So I'm a real skeptic, Carl. And when we started on this research program in 2001, which I think is trying to address the oldest debate humans have had since humans have been having debates, which is what is our human nature, good or evil?
Right.
I was skeptical on two levels. One, I was skeptical when people tell me, oh, I'm a wonderful person, I give money to the homeless, I volunteer at a soup kitchen. Gee, who knows? If you're in a laboratory and you're telling people things that make you feel good or make them feel good. So instead of asking people if they were good or evil, we just tempted them with virtue and vice by putting a stack of money on the table. And they could essentially keep the money, share it with a stranger. And there's different, you know, we told them how they could share with a stranger. If they shared it with a stranger, the money would grow in the stranger's account, but then the stranger could keep it all or might share some back with him or her. So, you know, we designed these situations in which we essentially could follow the money. So I call it the Jerry Maguire approach to research. Don't tell me what you're doing. Let me just follow the money.
Right, right, right.
So and the second level of skepticism was in neuroscience, it's very common to say a distributed network of brain regions are associated with, I don't know what that means. I really don't. I think it's just a slough off. Well, we found some areas in the brain that do this and that. Of course, lots of areas in the brain do this and that. I want to know if there was a chemical basis for this motivation to treat people kindly, to treat people well. And so I'm using moral with a small m here. There's no philosophical or theological, agenda at all.
Right.
I just mean positive social behaviors, which we see all the time. In fact, we are so shocked when people don't treat us well that it makes the evening news. So indeed, we found that in this follow the money protocol, when someone trusted you with their money, when they were, we used, for example, a video to stimulate the brain to make oxytocin, people were substantially more generous towards strangers, even when that generosity came out of their own payment for spending, you know, an hour and a half in my lab and being jabbed with needles a couple of times and whatever. So, so now 10 years later, you know, we've done this upside down, inside out, and I think the neuroscience is actionable. There's not only that do we have this molecule that really hadn't been studied for its effect on the brain in humans, but we also know what promotes the increase of this molecule, what inhibits the release of this. And so there's a lot of interesting interactions that have real power to help people understand the interesting and sometimes maddening people who we interact with daily.
Okay, so let's talk about oxytocin for a moment. I've talked about oxytocin on the show a couple different times as it related to hormone replacement therapies for women. But these are usually troches that are taken sublingually. Sometimes they're injections. But you found that the intranasal version of it was the one that had the magic, right?
That's right. So actually, I talk about this in the book, The Moral Molecule, that I actually experimented on myself, giving myself oxytocin, synthetic oxytocin, which has been around for 50 years, and I don't know, about 10,000 women today in North America get this intravenously to speed up the birth. It contracts the uterus during birth. And yet this really rich animal literature had shown that oxytocin was also released in the brain in males and females in mammals, and it facilitated these positive social behaviors. So the nose is actually a great portal to the brain for various weird reasons having to do with the immune system. So we have studied not only the direct effect of oxytocin replacement on a variety of these positive social behaviors, but also lots of ways to induce the release of oxytocin. And one of those is group exercise.
Yeah. But does it have to be group exercise, or could I be training in a gym where other people are training as well?
Yeah, it looks like almost any positive social behavior will induce the release of oxytocin. So I'm just back from the gym, so I'm really excited to be talking to you. And, you know, I've been going for years, and I know a bunch of guys in the morning, and I say hi to them and talk to them. So it's probably a moderate increase of oxytocin just from that. And oxytocin also motivates us to continue to engage socially with people by giving us a slight reward and actually improving the immune system as well. So it gives us this rewarding behavior. So a lot of people who work out like to go at the same time because they see their friends there, and that's kind of an extra benefit they feel they get.
Well, and let's talk about oxytocin just for a second longer, because what we're learning from a lot of scientific research right now is that because the brain is sequestered behind the blood-brain barrier, a lot of hormones that find themselves in the bloodstream don't make it into the brain. So now we know that the brain makes hormones on demand. We know that there is insulin, an insulinogenic effect in the brain, and now they're experimenting with intranasal insulin because there may be a linkage to the lack of brain-produced insulin and Alzheimer's disease. And it makes perfect sense that this hormone as well has a mechanism of action in the bloodstream for women who are lactating, for uterine effects and so on. But this is separate of the effects it has in the brain, and it's also separate of the oxytocin produced in the brain. And one of the things that you suggested in the TED talk, if I recall properly, which is this bit of information, in my humble opinion, is worth the price of admission. And that was that talk about people who hug. You gave a prescription. If you hug how many times a day, you'll have a happier life.
Yeah, eight times a day. So you're juicing the oxytocin system eight times a day. And not only are the effects on the brain, but the brain also produces the oxytocin that is released in the body. And what does that do? It actually reduces stress levels. So reduces heart rate, blood pressure, and improves the immune system. So this feedback loop is actually quite interesting and complicated. But essentially, I see you, Carl. You've always been nice to me. And I see you walk down the hall. My brain releases oxytocin and say, hey, that's Carl. He's a great guy. I want to interact with him. And once I can interact with you, not only am I getting positive feedback on my brain that this is valuable to me as a social species, but I'm also able to extract value from building relationships even with complete strangers. That's really wild, right? No other animal does that. You know, chimps don't go, hey, I see some chimps across the valley. Let's go hang out with them. If you do that, you get killed, right? But for most of us, you know, we get an airplane, we go to a restaurant, we go to a movie, and, you know, we chat with the people next to us, and sometimes interesting things happen. So I was, I'm a little tired today. I apologize. I was at a dinner last night in L.A., work dinner, and stayed there till midnight and had the most interesting time with 30 people I never met in my life.
Yeah, really.
So that's the way we extract value from having these relationships. And we may do projects together in the future, and, you know, we all got to know each other, and it was a very interesting kind of experience. But it was that oxytocin-rich experience in which at least three or four of the people there thought, yeah, I'm going to follow up. I really want to see these guys again. They're doing interesting stuff. We could be friends. We could work on a project together, whatever it is. So think of oxytocin as a sort of safety signal. You know, it says, here's someone that's safe enough to be around that I want to at least dip my toe in and see if there's some value to being around this person.
Well, and we have to take a break, and this is a perfect segue to one of the questions I wanted to discuss with you. And I am one of these people now that any scientist I have on the show, when we talk about how the body reacts to this and that, I always try to put it under the scope of the evolutionary microscope. I always say, okay, but what role did this play in evolution? And I want to talk about that because I see some reasons that not having oxytocin probably served us well early on in prehistoric times and why it may be serving us well now. I'm talking with Paul Zak. He is the author of the book, The Moral Molecule. If you go to moralmolecule.com, you can not only read a fantastic blog and see lots of other great information, but you can get the book as well. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You got, you sneak inside, you set your mind to move to its pulsation, based by racist and sensation. Can Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail, 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5.
Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
New from Rob Ragish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes The Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Paul Zak, author of The Moral Molecule, the new science of what makes us good or evil. And obviously we can be both good and evil at different times. Okay, so from an evolutionary perspective, obviously oxytocin production may have been a bad thing, right? If you were too Pollyanna and trusting, you'd get killed, you'd get eaten. Or more importantly, if you had to kill to survive, then you could not be sympathetic to the host that you're about to kill, right?
Right. So none of these neurochemicals are kind of zero-one variables. They don't take you from, you know, being indifferent to people to, you know, loving the planet. And we've shown this experimentally many times. So oxytocin is a very short on-off switch, has a three-minute half-life. So I see you, I release oxytocin, I let you get close to me, I interact with you, but I don't want to leave that switch on if it induces me to trust you or to be generous towards you. Because the next person I see might be dangerous. And so,
right.
So as a social creature, you know, we're acutely attuned to other people, and we do that in a number of ways in the brain. But a very viable and useful mechanism to understand what other people are doing around us, if they can help us survive and reproduce, is to understand their emotions. And so when the brain makes oxytocin, people have an enhanced sense of empathy. So all of a sudden, I'm understanding your emotional state better. So not only can I sort of forecast what you're likely to be thinking, but I can forecast what you're likely to be feeling. And that gives me much richer set of information on how to interact with you. So let's go back to the evolutionary advantage of this. So there's a number of factors that inhibit the release of oxytocin. One of those is very high levels of stress.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of stress actually causes people to bond. So this is the you know, the airplane you're in and the thunderstorm and the plane's bouncing around and you've been assiduously avoided talking to your seatmate for the last 2 hours, and now, you know, you can't read anymore, it's too bumpy, so you start chatting with him or her. You know, don't you hate thunderstorms? Yes, I do. But, you know, if that plane's going down, you're going to step over their cold, lifeless body and get out the door before they do. So high stress means, you know, we're all on our own. The other factor that inhibits the release of oxytocin, which is very relevant to our, you know, environment of evolutionary adaptation, is high levels of testosterone. So in experiments where we give men synthetic testosterone, we find that compared to themselves on placebo, they are more selfish and more demanding, more entitled to resources. So they offer less to others and demand more from others. And as you know, testosterone induces men in particular to be more risk-taking, more aggressive. So who would go out on the hunt in the old days and catch these animals and not, you know, shed a tear when you kill a boar? Young males, primarily.
But the study that you just referenced, where men were more selfish and so on, were these actually done in human studies or rat studies?
These were done in humans in my lab.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's intriguing. Okay, so let's talk about...
So think of oxytocin as this kind of... the example I gave in the book is kind of like rocket thrusters on a rocket. It's just moving you a little bit one direction or the other. It doesn't, you know, take you from, you know, a horizontal trajectory to a vertical trajectory.
Right.
It just moves you from, you know, a 15% grade to a 20% grade.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. Okay, so now let's talk about for a second non-physical contact signals, right? Are there things that people understand will stimulate the trusting feelings of oxytocin that are used by, let's say, I have to believe that confidence men and scam artists understand how to manipulate a response in people that's probably promoted by oxytocin release, right? We feel like, oh, this guy is safe, he's trusting, I'll go ahead and give him my checkbook.
Exactly right. In fact, my interest in studying human behavior came out from working at a gas station in Central California as a high school student and being conned, a classic con. Guy ripped me off for $100, which I didn't have. I took it out of the cash drawer. So then, you know, you got to call the owner of the gas station and tell him I got to pay you back over the next couple of weeks.
Right.
And so many of these classic cons, which we've studied, work not because the victim trusts the con man, but just the opposite, because the con man shows he trusts the victim.
Oh.
So the con man says, oh, Carl, you know, you're a good person. I'm so weak and I can't get across this. If I just had $20, I could get home and fix my car and whatever. And so they show themselves to be very vulnerable. And what does that do? That induces in the receiver of this information the release of oxytocin. Again, this molecule evolved to motivate mammals to care for their offspring. And in humans now, we care about even complete strangers. But this sort of request for care generally is the appropriate thing. So it's good to be conned out of $100 when you're 18, because then, you know, you build up this information like, oh, there's some bad people in the world. I should be a little more careful.
So did the oxytocin cause you to feel like you should reciprocate because this guy was vulnerable, or does his vulnerability make you feel like I'm in control of the situation, I'm making a good decision?
That's a good question. I don't think we really know. I think it just essentially says, one way to think about oxytocin is this molecule that evolved mammals to care for offspring. In humans, the system is much more powerful. There are many more receptors in the human brain for oxytocin relative to total brain volume than other animals. So we're much more acutely aware of people's social and emotional states. And so oxytocin makes us essentially treat strangers like family. Again, not in a 0-1 sense, but I'm much more inclined to treat you like a brother when I release oxytocin than a guy I never met in the world. And so if we can design rituals, which we studied a lot, that induce the release of oxytocin in groups of people, all of a sudden they're bonding. So this is why, for example, soldiers march. We studied soldiers marching for the military. You know, you don't march into battle. You know, particularly if you're in, you know, these urban warfare areas, you take a Humvee to battle and then, you know, you're in battle formation. But why do you march as a group in boot camp? You march because you get in sync, literally in sync, both in mind and body with these other people. And that's why you bomb the hand grenade when it goes into the trench, because your brain sees these people as your brothers or sisters.
And you're actually an extension of them, so you're not even thinking about your own mortality. You're almost like the hand swatting the fly of this big body that's sitting behind you.
Perfectly put. Yeah, you've become almost a super organism.
Wow. We did a show in February of this year with Brian Earp, Neuroenhancement of Love and Relationships, and the the appropriateness of taking advantage of things like oxytocin or other drugs that could actually impair the release of oxytocin. So the supposition was, let's say a woman was raped and now she has an unusual loving bond, you know, to the rapist. We can remove that bond by the neuroenhancement of certain drugs. Or let's say a marriage is on the rocks and divorce is imminent. And we realize that by giving these people a prescription for oxytocin, and I'm not suggesting that this would actually work, but if we could and say, okay, you're going to take oxytocin five times a day and hug, and the marriage works its way out, do we have the right to manipulate these events because we understand how neurochemistry works? You have any opinions on that?
Yeah, so people have studied this now. I mean, since we started doing this work, you know, there's an enormous number of labs that are studying oxytocin. And even clinically, so for example, people with autism, schizophrenia, depression,
right,
have highly dysregulated oxytocin and impaired social behaviors. And if you replace the oxytocin in these clinical settings, you actually don't get much of a benefit in terms of reducing some of the symptoms because the receptors are dysfunctional and this larger brain circuit that oxytocin activates is also dysfunctional. So I think, you know, one of the punchlines from the work in animals, and we have now a little bit of evidence of this in humans, is that you can actually train yourself to be better at releasing oxytocin naturally. And that essentially comes from doing it over and over and over. So the more you release oxytocin, the easier it is for you to release it. And so I think something like in a romantic relationship, touch, very important.
Right.
So as you know, some years ago, I literally stopped shaking hands with people. I said, I'm not a germaphobe. I'm the connection guy. I hug everybody. So this dinner I mentioned last night, 30 people, I gave each one of them a hug. I gave them a couple of hugs to say hello and say goodbye. And I said, no, I'm all about connecting to you and being present for you. And it's an amazing what that does. And I'm an introvert, by the way. So for me, I'm happy to sit in the corner and, you know,
right,
read my phone. But it helps me connect to others and really helps others connect to me.
I was just going to say, it probably does more for you than it does for them because you're doing it multiple times. But it has to do something for them as well.
That's right. And anyone that we let get close to us, our brain either says, that person's aversive to me, or they're really nice to me. And so as long as you pre-announce the hug, it's okay. So we've actually studied this in a variety of ways, as you know. You know, I was in the rainforest of Papua New Guinea and studied indigenous people. No electricity, no running water. You know, they're eating vegetables they grow. And these guys in a tribal war dance release oxytocin and testosterone, by the way. I've gone to churches and taken blood at weddings. I've gone to folk dances taking blood. And all these group activities, a majority of people will release oxytocin. That doesn't mean that you love everybody, but it makes you closer to your group. And having a group or a tribe is really supportive for the human species.
I am one of those people in a room full of strangers. I have no problem shaking hands, but I can sense when someone is, I see the person who's hugging everybody and they're coming my way, and then I kind of move in a different direction or I find something else to do because I don't want to be hugged by a stranger, and I'm not afraid of them, but I'm just thinking, I wonder if this is actually a biological mechanism, that I am protecting my oxytocin release for more appropriate moments.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And also, I think it's also an appropriate thing to do. I'd say about 2% of people I interact with will say, no, I prefer not to hug. And that's fine. That's okay. I'm not going to force anything on anybody. But you'd be surprised. You know who likes it the most, Carl, honestly? When I go to business meetings or whatever, it's the 20-something guys, you know, who don't, you know, maybe they used to play sports. But, you know, the guy hug, right? So you bump your chest. You're like, hey, great to meet you. And so all of a sudden now we're on the same team. We're part of the same group.
Right.
And they're, you know, 20-something guys aren't getting touched that much. So for women, I think it's actually less important because they're a little bit touchier and they, you know, hold hands with their friends and stuff. We don't do that unless we're playing sports.
Okay, we have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about people who find themselves in situations where they can't garner physical contact. Let's say a POW is imagining hugging your wife, hugging your child. Does that elicit a oxytocin response? We're talking with Paul Zak. He's the author of the book, The Moral Molecule. It's a really great book, and the great TED Talk, too, if you have an opportunity to watch it. His website is moralmolecule.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You want to know that it doesn't hurt me.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rubbed Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Say my name, no one is around you. Say, baby, I love
welcome back.
You ain't running game.
Say my name. We're talking with Paul Zak, author of Moral Molecule, the new science of what makes us good or evil. Okay. So let's say I'm a POW or I'm a prisoner, and I'm not inherently bad. I just got caught in the broad net, and I'm in this hostile environment, and I am really not producing much oxytocin. Can sitting in my cubicle, my wherever I am, and imagining that I'm hugging my child, hugging my wife, hugging my mom, hugging my dad, will that elicit an oxytocin response?
All right, that's a great question. So if you think about how we punish prisoners in jail who misbehave, we put them in solitary confinement, because that's very psychologically and physiologically stressful. So people in solitary very rapidly would start to hallucinate, hear voices, So we're really not made to be isolated from the other humans. So we've done experiments, not exactly on imagining, because it's experimentally, it's hard to control what that means, but we have had people use social media. So here's an experiment. You come in, you get a blood draw, you use social media in private, any type you like, Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want to do, and then we get another blood draw when you're done, and we do some surveys, see how you feel. And we found that 100% of the people we tested have released oxytocin. But moreover, we did this for Korean TV last year, and they had this, they put their reporters and producers in, and they had this guy, one of the producers, who must have been 22 or 23 years old, and when I tested his blood, he had 150% increase in oxytocin.
Wow.
So when I wrote this report for the Koreans, I said, I don't know what he was doing on social media, but my guess was he was either interacting with his mother or his girlfriend. Some fundamentally important relationship. They checked. He was posting to his girlfriend's Facebook page. So, I think if you're imagining that loving relationship, it's important. We've actually studied, Carl, a type of meditation called metta meditation, in which not only do you focus on calming your body states and reducing the chatter in your head, but you really focus on loving people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually found a much higher degree of altruism in people who do this in terms of sharing money with strangers, greater happiness after this. In fact, I think one of our most interesting experiments, we found that individuals who released the most oxytocin when they were trusted were, in fact, more satisfied in their lives. And they're more satisfied because they have better relationships of all types, romantic, with friends, with their family, and even shared more money with strangers in our lab experiment. So I think we really are meant to connect to others, and we should embrace that.
The reason I ask this question is because the prescription of 8 hugs a day may not be practical for some people. So maybe someone can quietly, a hug is very brief, right? And so I thought maybe somebody could quietly sit at their desk at work, close their eyes, imagine someone that they're in deep love with, imagine that they're hugging them, imagine, and then, okay, that's one of my hugs today. I need to get to 8 hugs. Instead of 8 hugs, 8 of these episodes a day, because clearly what you just said begets the chicken and egg discussion. Well, does the production of oxytocin beget a good life, a happy life, or does a happy life beget more oxytocin? And I think that there's probably, some sort of dynamic where they both are true.
That's exactly right. And so, for example, we studied movies. We've used movie clips, which release oxytocin. Like, people cry at movies. What's that about? It's a fictional story, but you can't help it. You get involved in the characters. And we recently studied public service ads that motivate people, not to use drugs, don't drink and drive. And we had people watch these ads, and then after they watched them, they could donate to the charity that was featured in the ad. And if they released oxytocin when they saw the ad, and they paid attention to the ad, they were much more likely to donate money to the ad. And then another version of that experiment, we gave them synthetic oxytocin, and we increased donation to these ads 56%. So, again, we're really driven by these social connections, and we can't help but see ourselves in the behaviors of others. So I like your idea. Reverse engineer that problem. If I'm feeling lonely, if I'm feeling alone, really imagine vividly, being around your loved ones, your friends, and what it would be like. And, of course, using social media seems to be quite good for that.
Does oxytocin possess any value in the penal system? We have lots of prisoners. These are angry individuals. They obviously, not all of them, but some of them clearly have an inability to distinguish right and wrong, good and evil. They make that transition to evil very quickly. Is oxytocin supplementation something that would benefit them?
What a great question, Carl. So I'll answer that by telling you just a brief story to illustrate the point. So we've talked now for half an hour. You are aware that I'm a brilliant scientist.
Yes.
It's total crap. we actually did this experiment early on in which we couldn't get blood from a guy. We're sticking him 4 times to get a vein. And after we got the blood, I apologized. I'm really sorry. Thanks for suffering for science. And it's amazing that when you run experiments with human beings, they'll actually tell you what you should be studying. And this guy said, I love this experiment. Can I come back tomorrow and do another one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, people who get stuck 4 times in the arm, they just don't love this experiment, honestly. And so you know, this guy's anonymous, but I have his tube of blood with his secret number on there. So I pull up his behavioral data. He was a person who had been shown maximal trust by his partner in the experiment. His partner had kept zero money for themselves, $0, sent all their money to this guy. The money grows in size. This guy's got $40 in his account, and he's prompted by a computer to send some amount back to the first person who sent them money. He sent zero. So I started thinking, okay, who are the bad people? Right? Who are the people who never reciprocate? So these people are unconditional non-reciprocators.
Right.
That's not what we really call them in my lab. We actually call them bastards. So these are not people you want to have a coffee with. Right?
Right.
It's just not cool. And so if you look at them psychologically, about half those people look like psychopaths. By the way, these original experiments were at UCLA. So this is, you know, free-roaming college students. And, you know, 2 to 3% of those are psychopaths. So anyway, last summer we went to a criminal psychiatric hospital in Wisconsin and spent a couple weeks there taking blood from these prisoners. And indeed, these psychopaths do not release oxytocin.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, we've got evidence that the receptors for oxytocin are dysfunctional in these individuals. That is, this brain circuit that utilizes oxytocin just doesn't work properly. So,
yeah, so the body doesn't demand any. It doesn't produce any because it's...
It just doesn't respond to it at all. So I could give them, you know, oodles of oxytocin. It won't have an effect because the brain circuit is dysfunctional. In fact, we found the same thing in women who have been repeatedly sexually abused. I mean, really bad abuse histories. So this brain circuit for care, for nurturing, you know, the brain's very stingy. Evolution's very stingy. If you're not using something in your brain or your body, it atrophies, just like your muscles do. And so we see about half these women with severe sexual abuse had an atrophied oxytocin brain system.
Mm.
So, you know, use it or lose it.
And see, that, one of the questions I wanted to ask, which kind of plays into this discussion, are there people out there who have who develop, almost in a Pavlovian way, do they develop inappropriate release of oxytocin? Say someone who's suffered from Stockholm syndrome or something like that.
Yeah, you know, it's very hard to turn off that. It's like, again, crying the movie thing. It's very hard to turn that off. We do find individuals who are, by personality trait, more empathic. These really sensitive, feeling kind of people do release more oxytocin. They also tend to be happier because they have more friends. So, you know, we haven't found, other than this 2 to 2.5% who are really pathological, we haven't found, you know, again, doing experiments around the planet, that the system is really dysregulated. So about 95% of the now thousands and thousands of people we tested for the release of oxytocin release it properly, now in different amounts. So, and even you today and you tomorrow are going to be different because all these neurochemicals are trying to help you tune yourself to survive and reproduce in the environment that you find yourself in. So, you know, I don't want to say you're a better person if you release more, because sometimes that's not appropriate. Again,
right.
In a high-stress, competitive environment, your body's making testosterone, it's making stress hormones, you're focusing on domination. But here's an example. So we studied last year for the BBC TV, we studied a rugby team. So rugby, like business, like lots of sports, you know, you really need in-group cooperation but out-group aggression. So that's actually a very fine balance that the brain has to do. So we took blood before and after these rugby players did a warm-up before a match. And, you know, rugby players, just like, you know, they have pipes for veins. So the easiest blood draws I've ever done in my life. And what do we find? We found a majority of the guys, about 60%, released oxytocin during the warm-up. And they all actually had an average almost doubling of testosterone. So they're really ready to be aggressive. But also says that 40% of the guys didn't release oxytocin. And these are the head knockers. These are guys that just want to go beat the crap out of the other team. And that's all right, right? You probably need some of those guys in a rugby team. But the rest of the guys were getting in sync. They're really getting ready to work together, to anticipate how the other people are going to move, behave, feel. That's actually pretty amazingly cool, I think.
What about orgasm? Orgasm releases oxytocin, correct?
Powerfully, yes.
And that's really what causes people to bond. I've had this discussion with my son and my daughter, who live in San Diego now. And, you know, I tried to explain, I understand that the new generation and our generation, you know, I'm a product of the 60s and the 70s, you know, free love and all that sort of stuff. I said, but you can't help start caring for somebody once you start having sex with them. So make sure the person you choose to have sex with is someone you would also hang out with normally. right. because you'll start to bond with them. Is oxytocin what bonds us to those people?
That's exactly right. Oxytocin and then this other neurochemical called dopamine that gives us this kind of pleasurable, rewarding experience. So there's this feedback loop, but all of a sudden, I really want to be around this person, and it feels really good to be around them. And, yeah, if you've just hooked up with them a couple of times, it's pretty hard to suppress that feeling. The one group of people who can do that really well are young males, very high testosterone levels, again, inhibit the release of oxytocin, and then you have the, we're done with sex and I'm disappearing kind of thing.
Right, right.
But for most of the people, and for women in particular, the release of oxytocin is this powerful bonding experience, and human beings are pair bonding species. You know, we stay together to raise offspring in general.
Right.
So I think for women, I have two daughters, and the same thing I told them, as you told your kids, which is you have to be really careful because your brain just tells you, look, this is the person you want to be with, and maybe, cognitively, you don't want to be with that person.
Right, right. I mean, listen, just look at the rate of divorce today. If anything, oxytocin may have played a role in some of those relationships beginning.
There you go.
All right, so look, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about aging well, and oxytocin. We're talking with Paul Zak. The book is The Moral Molecule, The New Science of What Makes Us Good or Evil. You can go to moralmolecule.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Wherever you call your battlefield, after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, AmNutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving, with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the body's ammunition. AmNutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleamnutrition.com. That's muscle, AmNutritioncom.
Recover!
AmNutrition. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Please don't stop the music. So, we're talking with Paul Zak. We're talking about oxytocin, this amazing molecule. It makes us love. It makes us trust. It makes us altruistic. It makes us do all sorts of great things. But does it affect our health and our longevity, which is obviously an important topic for this show? Any evidence, Paul?
Right. So we just spent about $300,000 of your tax money to look at this question. So as you know, as people age, they tend to lose a lot of their social network. So their spouse may pass away or their friends may move. And we want to know if people can continue to release oxytocin as they age, so that they can maintain social networks, which are highly protective against early death and poor health. And oxytocin is in the class of reproductive hormones. As you said, it's released during sex, released during childbirth. And so like other reproductive hormones, estrogens, testosterone, the ability to make it might just decline with time. We actually found just the opposite. We found by studying not only people from 18 to 102, but by doing oxytocin replacement therapy in a group of two groups, actually, of elderly group living seniors, that the ability to release oxytocin does not vary with one's age. And in fact, we looked at altruistic behaviors. The older people got, the more altruistic they got in terms of sharing money with strangers, giving money to charity. So it looks like we have the ability to harness the value of a rich social network, even in old age. And again, even from my personal experience, as an introvert, I'm not shy. I certainly have friends. I just don't feel the need to socialize as much as extroverts, I guess. And I have worked quite hard in my life to start investing in those social relationships. And Carl turned 50 recently. I had 4 surprise birthday parties.
Wow.
I never had that even when I was a kid, right? So I think it's really important for listeners to understand that we need to have other people around us, and we need to invest in those relationships, really give to others the gift of being present for them, the gift of being emotionally available to them, and you'll get those gifts back in spades.
Does oxytocin supplementation only work for those who are deficient in it?
That's a good question. It works better for people who are deficient in it. So if, for example, people with autism, the more severe the symptoms, the more relief of those symptoms you get from oxytocin replacement therapy. But again, I think for most listeners, it's hugs, not drugs. So again, think about natural ways to do this, working out, dancing, taking a hike with your friends, going to dramatic movies. I mean, lots of ways to do it. And then just train yourself to be a better oxytocin releaser and a better connector.
Do people who are deficient in it, when they use the I've been using this nasal spray on and off since I got it a month ago. And I know that it's good stuff. I mean, it came from one of the top compounding pharmacists in America. I don't feel anything. Should I feel something? Or am I just one of those people who's not deficient, so I won't feel anything?
No, I'm so glad you brought that up. So, you know, again, I've personally given oxytocin, synthetic oxytocin to over 1,000 people. We've never had an adverse event, you know, no tummy ache, no headache or whatever. And even people in my lab who, you know all about oxytocin, if we give it to them, they don't know if they're getting that or placebo. So the effects are quite mild. We do see 2 side effects. So we see about 20% of the men will get erections. This is a reproductive hormone. They're receptors in the penis. And in women who are in certain stages of their menstrual cycle, you can see some leaking of breast milk. But both those are, you know, moderately rare events.
Right.
So, and most guys, you know, we tell the people in the lab, like, you know, just keep your eyes on the waist up. They're at desks. You don't want to know what's going on beneath the desk. Just leave that alone.
But other than those, you know, for lack of better terms, hyper responders or specific responders, you don't feel anything from it. It's not like you squirt it in your nose and you go, I just want to hug somebody, you know, something like that. I mean, you don't feel anything at all.
No, it's just slightly calming. Again, it's giving you this safety signal by affecting areas in the brain, but also slowing your heart rate a little bit. When I did the original test to figure out what dosage and how to administer it on myself, my wife's a physician, and so I actually gave it to myself in her office, which is very close to the emergency room. And I said, look, if I give myself so much that I slow my heart and I pass out, just take me to the ER and they'll give me a drug and that'll increase my heart rate. But we've fooled around with different doses, and we've never had anybody pass out. We've never had any problems. So it looks like most people respond to it, but very mildly.
This one here says oxytocin nasal, 250 U, I'm assuming that's micrograms per milliliter, 225 micrograms per spray. Is that an adequate dose?
They generally do it in international units I use.
Oh, it is. Maybe that's why it's a U, 250 U per milliliter, 25 U per spray.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, so we use about 40 when we do experiments. It's quite safe. So it takes about an hour, by the way, Carl, to get this into your brain. So if you did it an hour ago, you're probably just getting the effects now.
You know what? And it's funny because I really didn't like you at the beginning of the interview, but I'm really liking you now. So it is starting to work.
Actually,
I'm glad you told me that I shouldn't feel anything because I was about to break the bottle open and freebase it to see if I just wanted
no,
to get the right concentration of it. No, this is really cool stuff. So obviously this is really an interesting discussion. Are you working on ways that we can use this information now to kind of help us with some of the societal problems that we have?
Thank you for asking that. Yes, we are. And so the book talks about a lot of the ways that individuals can use this research, you know, which is very new, only 10 years old, but how to use this to improve their lives. And we're doing a lot of work now on applying oxytocin to building high-performance teams. So that could be sports teams, teams at work. How do we perform at high levels? When we have stress, we have challenges to meet, and we've been really gratified to work with a number of businesses that have implemented this program to build high trust, high oxytocin workplaces in which people are really engaged, they perform at high rates, they're really happy, you maintain a good work-life balance. So that's one thing we've been doing. Second is really taking it out of the laboratory and into the field and looking at all the different ways that oxytocin is released. I'm an athlete, and I really like to look at sports things. So listeners can see me on Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freedman on the Science Channel July 31st, and I will be doing a crazy, wild stunt at 12,000 feet from an airplane. You might be able to figure out what that is, and
okay,
taking my blood before and after and figuring out when you really do some extreme sports, you know, what happens to your brain. And is there an oxytocin story when you do that as, with another person? So, I think we're really trying to be useful and apply this information to help out individuals, organizations, and societies.
Well, and what I was thinking about, too, was obviously the delivery of oxytocin is one of the critical mechanisms in order for it to work the way we're talking about here into the brain. But what I was thinking about, I remember recently watching something on, I think it was on Sunday morning, where they talked about the color pink actually makes athletes weaker. And that's why there's some college football team that paints the walls in the visitors' locker room pink. And I was thinking, you know, I guess if we have a situation where we have, where we have combatants and we can just spray them with oxytocin and then they all go, you know, why are we here? We don't really want to fight. Let's just leave these people alone and go home.
So, well, very funny story. Right. We do a fair amount of work with the U.S. military now, but before we did that, 3 or 4 years ago, I was presenting at a conference and presented this work, and, you know, the kind of publications that just started coming out, people just started kind of figuring out that there's a big new target in the brain to really understand human behaviors. And this big guy walks up to me, just got out of the military, and he said, I interrogate terrorists for a living. I need this stuff tomorrow. And I said, look, and this guy was like, 6'5", I don't know, 260.
Right.
And, I said, look, I'm going to tell you, not how to drug people, but really the mechanisms in which you can get better performance out of individuals, whether those be prisoners, people in your unit. So I think it's really understanding the way the brain works, our desire for social relationships,
right,
and then learning to tweak the system so that it works optimally. And I guess the last thing I'd say, Carl, if I can, is, it's very hard to study neuroscience and not have a lot of acceptance for the different variations in people's behaviors, and I think I've become much more tolerant because of this work.
Hmm.
People are different, people are socially different, and I think difference is okay. I think we should just celebrate that differences, and for the extroverts and introverts, for the people who are very warm and fuzzy, and people who are a little more loners, you know, that makes the world interesting. And so I don't think everyone has to be, you know, hugging everybody in the world. But if that works for you, great.
But you know what? And I got to hit this again. I know we said it early in the interview. When I watched that TED Talk and you said, you know, hug 8 times a day and you will have a better life because you'll perceive your life as being happier and better. And I thought, what a simple, actionable, important thing for everybody in this country to do. Now, it is not practical, as I said before, to hug 8 times a day because a lot of us are at work or we just, you know, traveling and so on. But close your eyes and imagine that you're hugging your wife or your child or something and release that oxytocin. Do it 8 times a day and see after a month if you don't perceive your life as being better. Because let's face it, we talk about longevity on this show all the time. But who the hell would want to live longer if you were miserable? You know what I mean? You've got to be happy, too. That's got to be part of it.
Right.
I love it.
Embrace your social nature. And I would say, you know, this is the molecule of love. And so I would like to empower listeners to use the L word in the sense of, you know, not romantic love necessarily, but, you know, philia.
Yeah.
To say, hey, Carl, I love you. I care about you as a human being. I'm willing to invest to help you be successful. Wouldn't it be nice to have people around you tell you that they love you?
Yeah.
In this sense.
Absolutely.
And you got to mean it.
I can appreciate that. I got to tell you, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I think what you're working on is really great stuff. And I wish more scientists had this type of an approach to looking at things. And your TED Talk was fantastic. Anybody who gets to see that, it's worth watching. It really, really is. Thanks so much, Paul.
It was great, Carl. Thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. I also want to thank Dr. Tom Levy for coming on and talking about glutathione, another important antioxidant. The only way to get it is liposomally delivered, and the only liposomally delivered supplements you should be buying are from Livon Labs. We're going to have Cindy Nachman on to explain why Livon launched the name Altrient and then decided not to, and it makes perfect sense because Livon has been around for a lot longer. But glutathione product is available to my audience at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad for GSH. Of course, thanks to Dr. John Chrysler for coming on, talking about subcutaneous injections of testosterone are effective for men who don't want intramuscular injections and for whatever reason gels and creams aren't working and you don't want the pellet every 9 months or 3 months or whatever. His website is allthingsmale.com. And then, of course, Paul Zak, The Moral Molecule, the new science of what makes us good or evil. And you can go to moral, M-O-R-A-L, molecule.com to learn more about that. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.